adults are treated in society. Ageism Week, all this week on 5 Live.
Now let's talk mobile phones. The telecoms giant Hutchison has defended its planned takeover of rival O2 because the market watchdog warned that the deal could cause long-term damage to UK consumers. 5 Live Money's Tony Bonsignor is here. What kind of damage are they talking about?
They're talking about bills going up, which is what most of us are worried about as well. This is a deal. It's been in the offing this for over a year now. So essentially it's O2 and 3 coming together. And the question that everybody's asking is, what does this mean for bills? Because what we're going to see essentially is a market of four big players become three big players if that goes through. Now, the European Commission has been worried about this. It's looking at it. It has the final say whether this deal goes through. It thinks it might potentially push prices up. It's going to make a decision in the next few weeks. Lots of people think it might rule against the deal, effectively not go through. Now, this morning, the Competition and Markets Authority, which is the main market watchdog here in the UK, came out and said, yes, it will cause long-term damage to consumers, a blow this to those two companies. But in the last just few hours, Hutchison, which owns Three, has come out fighting. It said there's no evidence of this at all. It says the deal is a vital opportunity to invest in the mobile network. Well, Eddie Murphy is an analyst at Priory Consulting. Eddie, what do you think? Will this cause long-term damage to consumers? Is my bill going to go up?
I suspect if the merger does go ahead, and probably it's too simplistic to say bills might go up, but shall we say that the rate at which bills are going down might slow down, if that makes sense.
Well, my bill isn't going down, Eddie. Lots of people have fond memories of Three, don't they? Because they went through a period of undercutting their rivals. There was lots of data for relatively little compared to a lot of peers. So if this deal doesn't go through, does that mean we're going to see that again? Are we going to see a big drop in prices?
I think that Three came in as the fifth operator in the UK mobile market, and as such, it had to fight really, really hard to establish a position. And in a sense, the way that Three had to behave to get into the market almost undercuts the argument now that they're making that the merger won't affect the competitive dynamic. I think it definitely will. I think there's reasonably strong evidence that Ofcom have at their disposal that shows that when you go from a market with four mobile operators to a market with three, that does have an effect on prices, and prices end up higher than they would otherwise be.
What about this argument from the owners of Three then, Hutchison, who say, look, this deal will mean a huge amount of investment, billions of pounds of investment into the mobile infrastructure, which will mean a better deal ultimately for us and more technologically advanced services. Do you buy that?
I think it could reduce the effects, but I think the evidence is that when you go from four to three, consumers do lose out.
Let me talk to you a bit about politics as well, because there's an interesting sort of political subtext to this whole story, is that there is a deadline for the European Commission to make a decision, which is May the 19th. But there's some nervousness, apparently, that the closer they get to that, that the closer you're getting to the in-out referendum in the UK, and people might start to sort of put a political slant on this. Do you think politics will play into this, or are we just, is this all conspiracy theories?
It almost certainly will. I mean, the idea that people might put a political slant on it, when the in and outsides have been putting political slants on absolutely everything, I think it's guaranteed to become a bit of a football. And you could imagine a situation where somebody might decide actually it might be safer to kick the decision deadline until after June 23rd.
So is this the last of these sorts of deals we're going to see, do you think, or the first?
Well, it's not the first, but I think we will see more and more deals, because the economics of mobile telephony always works in favour of merging towards smaller and smaller numbers of networks, because each network is a duplicate of they're all replications of each other, and that's not actually very efficient in terms of deployment of resources. So companies will always want to merge. Okay. Regulators will always want to have more competition. So there's that dynamic going on all the time.
Okay. Thanks very much there. Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting.